Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 92. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Did you do that to your voice on purpose? Or did something weird happen there?
No, that was on purpose.
I don't know.
No, it really was on purpose.
You're a little bit of your cold. You were like trying to go low and then your cold came in.
No, I was
like,
really going for that. I was just going to see what happened and that's what came out. So I can't say it wasn't on purpose, I guess, but it was on purpose. Anyways, welcome to Bleed Geek. Tonight is February. This is weird. You go.
28th.
I'm stealing your thunder.
2013.
I was going to roll with it.
I was letting you go.
I know, but I felt like I was out of place. In your head, you're like, going to fight this guy later.
No, I was fine. I was just going to sit back, relax.
I don't know.
Take in the moment. Anyways, Thursday night. We're live as usual.
We're actually live tonight.
Approximately 8 p.m. Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
We'll blame Matt.
We'll blame Matthew Fowler.
At FowlerFF.
On Twitter.
Send him maybe a message on the Bleed Geek Movies. Facebook.com/Bleed Geek Movies.
Yeah, go see what he's doing. But anyway, we're going to not talk about movies unless we want to. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about movies, actually, technically.
It's true.
But
shameless plugs.
Anyway, yeah, we're gonna talk about tech stuff.
Yeah,
or whatever we want.
Yeah.
So, without further randomness,
adieu.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That's a weird word.
It's French.
That's why it's weird. French people are weird.
It's kind of like spelling the word four in French. That's pretty weird.
Four.
Yeah, cause remember I spelled it last night. Q A R.
Q A.
Something, something, K?
R-T-E.
That was effing weird.
Court.
Anyways.
French people. Who knows? So, there's some Google Glass news a little bit more surfacing. Yeah. Google says they're aiming to have them out the end of this year, 2013, holiday season-ish. And they're saying they'll retail for less than $1,500, but I don't know if that means $1,499, but... You never know. Maybe there'll be $1,000. That'd be crazy, right? It's still a lot of money for glasses. But they're not really glasses, first of all, because it's really just one glass. But
then you get all the people freaking out, like, why didn't they just put them on, like, regular glasses? It's like, that's not the point.
Why didn't they just put them on regular glasses? No? But yeah, so... And supposedly there's a documentary being made. That's why I said we talk about movies anyway.
I get you.
About, or with Google Glass. I don't know what it's about. I didn't read it. I just thought
they were reading. They just said it was, somebody had spotted bicyclists.
Bicyclists?
In New York. Five of them had Google Glass on, and they asked them what they were doing, and they said filming a documentary. So whether that's true or if they were filming like another commercial / demo.
Or if they were just being, maybe they didn't really have real Google Glass. Maybe they made it themselves. They just put a piece of glass on a old piece of frame and they just ran around with it to be funny.
That could very well be.
I should try that.
You should try that.
What's up? I have Google Glass. You want to hang out?
Except it's got, like, duct tape on it, and you're like, yeah.
Nah, I'd use Gorilla Glue. Come on.
Oh.
Look at you can hold a gorilla.
It's good stuff.
Anyway, so that's Google Glass. There's an interesting article on The Verge, if you want to go check that out.
It's true.
So, they let Joshua Topolsky try it out for a day. Supposedly, he was saying, like, that it gets up to roughly a day's on usage on one charge. I never even really thought about that until I read it in the article, that they have to be charged and they have to have power. It's just the little things, right?
Exactly. Maybe they'll figure out how to do the... Did you read the article about the guy who won some college physics award for being able to create energy out of magnetic waves, like the Earth's magnetic field?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, he was able to charge... I mean, it wasn't very much. He was able to charge a couple AA batteries.
It's pretty crazy.
But still pretty cool.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Yeah?
How's it going for you?
So yeah. So that was crazy, right? What do you know about hackers? You know anything about hackers?
No, I couldn't find the article that I was talking about last night, which bummed me out. And plus, I really don't know what's going on. Well, I think it's just my wireless, really.
Yeah, I just lost my dock, so.
It's just my wireless, because one's going fine over there. So, whatever. So, we're probably not even streaming right now.
Well, why wouldn't we be if you said that one's fine?
Oh, good call. Hey, welcome. So, I will talk about, like, the hacking news that I do know about.
Okay.
I know, do you know any of, I know it was Apple.
Microsoft. Facebook.
Facebook, Yahoo was one that I remember from the article. Like,
yeah.
And, I mean, it was like a bunch of top industry type companies that have been targeted from Chinese hackers.
Well, and NBC too.
Comcast?
No, like NBC, like if you Comcast. Went to NBC.com, well, right, they own NBC. See what but, I did there. But like NBC.com was
an issue. Like the Comcast now has their logo, like the NBC bird.
Yeah.
It's like, get out of here. Anyways, the other hacker news that I do have, we haven't talked about Lulzsec in a long time. Did you hear the news about Cebu?
Cebu. He's keeping on snitching.
Yeah. His sentencing has been postponed once again. Apparently, he is still turning over names of hackers, which is too bad, really, because what they were doing was funny, and it was really funny to me. But he faces a maximum of 124 years in prison.
A maximum?
With a guilty plea. So if he pleads not guilty, then obviously it could be more even.
It's crazy.
So, but that's a maximum. It's kind of like saying, hey, if you get caught littering, there's a max of $250,000 fine. Probably not going to be that, but...
Unless you really tick off the judge. Or it's your 18th offense. And you get caught all the time.
That's true. And you're like, wow, man, I suck at this.
Why can't I just litter without getting caught? So, yeah. So, hackers. Yep. Hackers be hacking.
So, my other... I mean, it's not really hacker necessarily, but... Did you hear about HTC with their little flaw in their sense? They don't list any specific devices or sense versions, but they did come out and say that more than 18 million of their smartphones are at risk for a privacy issue, so giving out more data than necessary to developers. And it was... What was the old one?
The 1S.
No, not phone. The old application that was like on iPhone 2. It was like the...
Carrier IQ?
Carrier IQ, that was what it was. They said it was like a cross between that and a built-in version into HTC called HTC Logger, which was meant for developers. But what it gives them access to is literally everything, like phone numbers, contacts, emails, text messages, like
crazy stuff,
like you're in basically your phone. So so there's a huge settlement case going on right now where HTC is being sued for it.
No good.
Which seems crazy. But
speaking of settlement cases, Apple had a settlement case recently.
Yeah?
They have to give back money to everybody that's claiming that their kids were purchasing stuff before they put the password on in-app subscription, or like in-app purchases. So like kids' games, you could click on.
They have to
on.
Give them a refund?
They're giving them iTunes cards. So, I that's, mean.
Eric Peeler
yeah.
from Raptor Source, his kid bought a bunch of stuff in-game, like $60 worth of stuff. And he contacted Apple support, and they, like, refunded his money right away. And they were like, oh, sorry about it.
Yeah. So I don't. The right but thing. A lot of people made a big deal about it, and so then they sued him instead of just calling and fixing the issue. But I'm sure at some volume. But it's Apple, so the call center's got to be crazy, right? But and for the most part, if you do it within a reasonable time, but I guess there's probably people that would not have noticed it until they got charged. Maybe right. They don't pay attention. And then, you know, like a month would later, it's on your credit card bill. Yeah.
Prior to your credit card or like bill?
Yeah. Well, it emails me every time I buy anything.
Oh, or not. Good call. Actually, mine does too. So
but I mean, there's still people you got to think that don't pay attention.
And speaking of Apple, because I didn't see this on the news, but did you hear about the judge that had
the Samsung had judge? That was making comments against Apple, and now...
Well, that said Apple had to post like a, hey, sorry, Samsung on their homepage for their Russian site. Or...
Is he the one that's now working for Samsung?
Yeah, and he just got hired by Samsung.
I didn't know
Samsung.
It was the same one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not...
That's pretty awesome, right?
That's not a... Well, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but...
That's not kosher.
Yeah.
Seems a little fishy.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. It's not fishy at all, right? Like, it doesn't seem weird.
I was like...
So now he's their legal counsel for patents, like... Yeah. After like, he clearly,
awesome.
Like...
Screwed Apple, kind of?
Yeah, like, how does that case not get, like, reevaluated at this point? I mean, it's done and over, but still, you know what I mean? Like... I don't know. It seems crazy. I didn't know it was the same judge. I knew it was a judge that had ruled against Apple, but I didn't know it was the one that made him put up the...
Yep.
That's funny. Do I have any other Apple news while we're on it?
Probably not.
They had their shareholder meeting yesterday, but nothing happened. Their stock rose the day before because everyone thought they were going to split the stock, so suddenly they were buying back in, but then they didn't split it. And then just earlier...
There's no way they're going to split their stock. That'd be silly.
It'd be the same. I mean, there'd just be more of it.
Right. I don't understand why they would do that.
More, maybe they would think that people would buy it at a lower price, and so that way, if it's smaller...
Help stimulate growth.
Yeah.
It would just seem silly.
But at the same time, I just feel like there'd be some... I mean...
They're only the most valued company in the world. Why do they need more?
Well, not anymore. They fell below that again. They fell below Exxon.
Oh. Whatever. But, oh, they're like number two.
Right. They're only the second most valuable company in the world. And then today, I saw just toward the end of the day, they had a... I don't know if they announced it or someone found it or if it was from the meeting yesterday, but they're going to make top... They're going to force top Apple execs. And there's... I don't know if it included share people or what, but they have to hold on to a certain percent of their shares. They can't sell them anymore for a certain amount, like... For longer periods of time.
That's pretty funny. I mean, it makes sense.
It makes them tie more to their job then, because they can't just dump their stock right away and then who cares what happens.
Be like, see you later. So my stock already. I'm out.
So it makes sense.
Drop the microphone. I did hear, not that it's really anything crazy, but Apple is going to start deleting any email messages that go through their servers that say something about barely legal teen.
Kiddie porn, basically, is what they're going for. Yeah, I saw...
Really? Took them that long to do that?
But at the same hand, would you want anyone
messing with your emails?
Messing with your email like that? Like, where does the privacy issue come in? Where they're gonna say, "Don't touch that. That's my info."
I just assume that the spam messages that I get are what makes it through filters. I assume at any email.
So you think
that
like Gmail is doing the same
for
thing?
Sure. For sure. Because, like, I think about my work, and, like, I have seen how much mail gets filtered out. And there's some, like, legit stuff that does get blocked, but it's, yeah, I would much rather, like, you're using somebody's free service. So
right. No. Well, some people do pay. Well, I guess it depends on, they used to pay for it, now they don't, now it's free. Well, will be used to cost money, but.
Gotcha.
But still, you know, right, though, with the free service, what do you expect to happen?
Exactly.
That's what I got on that. So, yeah. In other, well, we talked about Samsung. So, the GS4 is confirmed to be announced at their March 14th unboxing event, which is in 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
So,
it's pretty exciting.
We'll see what the S4 brings. Which potentially is going to be Samsung Wallet. Did you see that?
Yes.
So, what do you think about it?
Seriously? It kind of bugged me at first. Because I'm just like, seriously, that's the move you're going to make? Because I feel like they've partnered so much with Google.
Like, why not just help Google Wallet get better?
Right.
Why be dicks and say screw you?
Yeah. But I feel like it's the right move. Like, it almost reminds me of, like, Blu-ray HD, that battle.
Right.
Like, there eventually has to be some turning point where everybody says, this is the direction we want to take it. Whether it's the right direction or not.
Okay. I get you.
There just needs to be uniformity. Because otherwise it's going to be like, it's like credit cards now even. It's like, you know, not that I have any weird ones, you know, but there's like the Discover and American Express.
Like basically if you don't have like Visa or MasterCard,
right.
You're not going to be okay everywhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere's going to be like, eh.
And it's like, if they really want adoption forming, they're
Well, first I have a question that maybe I don't know the answer to, and maybe you do. Is it, so I saw it was going to be available in the Samsung Android store. Now, does that mean like you could get it on your HTC phone?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like a Samsung exclusive then.
Yeah. No, there's an option. Because
there's a lot of different Android app stores I know.
Yep.
Okay. I think it's funny that, first of all, they could not have made the icon look different. Like, seriously? I think it's funny that they heavily push NFC in their phones, but the wallet has nothing to do with NFC.
Right.
Because I don't want to say they, like, not as an Apple fanboy saying they copied Apple, but, like, their reasoning is exactly the same. Like, Apple's like, we don't want NFC yet because it's not a built-in, like, people don't want to do that. They don't want to set up their merchandise, and that's exactly what Samsung said, right? Like, so people don't have the infrastructure. Like, it's like they picked the most blatant. Didn't you just go through? Didn't you just get fined, like, $1 billion for copying all their icons, essentially?
And it's going to be weird, too. Like,
how hard would it be to make a different icon?
Well, to me, it's like I picture Samsung, like, partnering with Google a little bit, but really, like, I read
that Google's afraid of Samsung?
Did you read that article about Google killing off the Android brand?
Yeah. On Gizmodo?
Yeah.
Oh, man, the comments just like...
Right?
The commenters on Gizmodo are horrible, first of all.
It was.
I would not want to write for that site.
They're brutal.
Because you'd feel like you'd get shit on every day. I wouldn't be able to read the comments.
That's what I go for.
But anyway...
But yeah, I mean, it's like, so to me, like, seeing this move is Samsung is building a phone with their interest, even right. though it's running a raw version of Android.
Well, it has some sort of whatever they call their version of over. What do they have? Do they have TouchWiz? No. Do they have TouchWiz?
No.
Mm-hmm. Who would have TouchWiz then? Because HTC is Sense. It must be Samsung.
I thought there's
LG.
I thought the Galaxies were like, raw version.
The Galaxy Nexus was, but not.
Yes, that's right.
Because it's a Nexus
that's right.
phone. But that's right. Well, it has the Galaxy name, so it's.
Oh, look, an Android boy getting it wrong because of all these weird names.
Shocker, right?
Yeah.
No. So I think they have TouchWiz. It must be what Samsung has. But. So, yeah, there's a lot of articles this week also about Google. Supposedly, the Wall Street Journal says they're, like, afraid that Samsung is taking over Android. And they're going to help. They're trying to partner with HTC and LG to help them stay competitive in the market. Like, supposedly. Like, this is all rumor and hearsay. But it kind of makes sense because I think at this point, Samsung's selling like 80, like it was some ridiculous high number, not 80. I bet it was like 50% of all Android phones, though.
Makes sense, though.
But there's like 30 other makers, so that other 50% is spread out to like the next person line was like 10%.
But Samsung they've been making killer phones, especially since they started making the
right.
S-series phones. I mean, the S2 is really the start of it.
Right. And that, like, and I think. they got a big kick when they, like, they pitted themselves as, well, they copied the iPhone, right? They were like, you're on Verizon, but you can't get the iPhone. This is the iPhone for you. This is the phone for you. It's just like the iPhone, right?
Yep.
Whereas, like, the Droid was like, F the iPhone at first, right? And so, like, instead of trying to, so, like, they made their move there, and then by pushing the fact that you couldn't get the iPhone on the other networks right away, and then kind of fled from there, and then they've slowly been changing their marketing scheme to the, we're better than Apple now, even though they hit with a giant loss, you know, they just got hit with that giant penalty,
right?
Which may or may not even get paid ever, who knows, there's still back and forth litigation, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, but I think just the way they've marketed and the way they've actually started to build really good phones, I didn't read it, but I saw an article of if, like, the decline of Samsung is inevitable now, too. But they all say that about Apple all the time, too, you know? But Samsung, not just in the phone market either, but in just consumer electric TVs. What other big areas are they in?
Laptops.
Everything. I mean, laptops.
They have hands really
dishwashers.
they have their hands spread around, like, really consumer electronics in general.
Yeah. And I mean, they have a bunch of different divisions too, because they also make the processors that are inside phones. I mean, they make everything. So, but anyway, definitely the passbook thing was just funny.
I really couldn't. Like, I was just like, are you guys kidding me right now?
There was some issue with copy and paste in the Galaxy Note or the S3. And there was someone that was like, of all people that would not have an issue with copy and paste, you'd think it would be Samsung. Because they clearly copy everything. Nice. So, yeah. That's Samsung, though. We'll see what happens. But the S4, I'm sure, will be a very good phone. And then Randy will buy one.
Either that or the HTC One.
Yeah?
Yeah. I need to see them side by side. I do like the looks of...
Well, we'll see how big they make the S4, really, right?
Right.
Unless they make it, like, 6 inches.
2 weeks.
Go Samsung wallet we talked about.
Talk about that.
LG.
Yep.
They bought WebOS from HP. Who I was thinking Palm, but they already were bought by HP, so HP had it. Apparently they're going to try to use it integrated into their smart TVs. It's funny how much of a, like, cult following WebOS has. But
you could say that for kind of any product, really.
I don't know. I always feel like everyone... I feel it's like it's like heavier with WebOS, but... Are you going to get yourself an LG TV with some WebOS action?
Oh, yeah, totally.
No. Samsung also released at Mobile World Congress a stream box, but they would refuse to call it a Google TV box, even though it's running Google TV. But it came with a terabyte of storage in it. But there was no pricing announced, no availability announced.
1 terabyte.
So if you want to put all your movies, I don't know. It's like a little, basically a network storage, but for your TV.
G Plus?
Yeah, Google Plus. They pulled a Samsung. Copied Facebook and Twitter a little.
Makes sense. Well,
really, it just makes sense for them to do it.
So you can sign into...
But they made it, yeah. So you can add a Google Plus sign into your website or anything, I think.
It's cool. Maybe I'll do that with my forum.
Google Plus Connect. Are you really going to?
No.
Nobody has.
I did think about doing Facebook at one point.
Did you?
Because you can make it so you can have the option of Facebook or
right. A
local login.
I always pick local login, would I?
I don't need my crap tied to Facebook.
Sometimes they don't give you an option, like when Turntable first came out.
Yeah. Now they're broke free from it.
So did you switch your stuff up?
Yep.
Nice.
No, I didn't. It still links to Facebook.
See? Liar.
I know. That was the only thing, though.
Supposedly, there's going to be an Xbox event in April. Shocker, right?
What? Didn't see that coming.
Wonder what they're going to talk about. Probably the Kinect 2.
Nah, they're probably going to talk about new designs for an update.
Yeah.
For the Xbox console. The new dashboard.
Yeah. No more Metro style. They're going to un-Metro.
Worst idea ever. We're getting rid of it.
We're going to un-Metroize.
We're gonna do tiles. Oh, wait. We can't do that.
They already have tiles, basically. I know.
But they can't call it that.
They can't call it Metro.
They can't call it Metro.
Is there a helicopter outside? What is that noise?
No, it's the heater. Pretty sweet, huh?
Does it always do that?
No, it hasn't done it for a while.
Just when there's a helicopter around? I just told you it wasn't a helicopter. And then there's been more PlayStation 4 news, possibly.
Project Vulcan.
No, it's not Project
Vulcan. I'm waiting for that one.
PS4 is supposedly gonna... there's possibility of subscription service with it when they said every game will be available by download.
Does that seem crazy?
It seems smart. You know how much easier it is to sit at home and just buy games with fake money that's connected to my credit card as opposed to, like, look at, like, Amazon. Oh, one click, send it to me, sure, whatever. You don't really think about when it's happening. You're like, shit. Why did I just buy all that stuff? Like, apps, too. Apps are so easy.
I've got, like, 15 things sitting in my Amazon cart right now.
Well, that's a dollar, yeah.
Mine's I opted like to not turn on the... Well, that's just in my cart. I've got stuff like
save for later. Yeah. Damn. But then you're always like, oh man, it went down in price. I better buy it.
I know. That, like today I signed... Like every once in a while I was like... Like I had a streak of like 3 weeks. It was like, sign in. Oh, these dropped again. I'm like, oh, nice. Today I signed in. Like everything went up by like a buck. And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Sometimes it's like 15 cents. You're like,
Yeah.
I always sign in every day just to see. I sign in intentionally every day just to see if anything's changed in price.
I feel like they watch like what's in people's carts and just mess with them. They're like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, 13 cents, ha, see, ha, ha.
Everybody on Amazon whose name starts with R, lower their prices by 3%. Done. You're like, yeah!
Some stuff really dropped down a lot, though. Like, if I've seen, like 20%.
Yeah, I've seen.
And then I'm like, better buy that.
I missed out on the Walking Dead seasons.
Yeah,
but no, I'm really glad, kind of, that I didn't,
because it's on Netflix. Mike, I don't have Netflix. No,
it's because it's on Netflix.
Not that I pirated it. No. I don't do that around here.
We don't condone that. These parts.
But if anyway, PlayStation.
Anyways.
No, but I think it makes sense for them to do it. I mean, yeah, just like I was saying with the App Store, It's easy to buy stuff when it's just connected, or even Xbox. You can buy stuff through the PlayStation Store now, but it's not as... They don't push it as hard, like, to buy games that way.
And they mentioned something about 4K video.
They said it'll produce 4K video out. It'll support 4K content, but the video games will not be in 4K, is what I heard them say.
That's too bad.
Like, so a
Especially
blue...
if it's...
Because the Blu-ray player and then, like, you know, internet content
it.
And stuff.
I just thought...
I mean, maybe, but the fact that the support's there, I don't know why they wouldn't be able to do it later, like, when games get to that point. But could you imagine a game now is, like, would be, like, how big would it be to download a 4K, like, a game that's rendered in 4K over the, you know? But I'm gonna leave my PlayStation on for 3 days.
Makes sense.
Or what would they put it on? I mean, Blu-ray discs are only... They're big, but...
Dual layer?
Yeah. I'm not a... storage expert.
16.
Like, even, like... Walking Dead, like a... like, how big is it? It's like a gig and a half for the HD version, right? For one episode?
1.2 gig.
Yeah. I mean, that's just... And that's 45 minutes of a TV show, like... With no interactions.
But then you look, like, on Blu-ray, like, for TV shows, and they fit 4 on a disc, basically. 4 on a side. There are bigger ones, but they're all, they're all single-layer Blu-rays.
I mean, it'll get there, obviously, but...
All it can do is move on up.
I mean, there's only a point where you can even tell the difference anyway, depending on the size of your TV.
That's true.
like at 40 inches, are you ever going to be able to tell more than, like, really see more than 1080? Like,
maybe. No, probably not.
I mean, really? I don't know.
I'm happy with mine.
Right. Me too. I'm not. I have no issues at all. Even watching, because, like, watching, like, most content from Netflix and stuff is in 720, and that looks fine. I mean, I don't have any issue.
Do you cringe a little bit, though?
No, yes. if it's like, but I could tell if it's lagging, and then it's like starts to get real blurry. I'm like, what the f- is that? Can't watch it. Danny's like, what? It looks fine. I'm like,
no, it doesn't.
I'm gonna go bang my head against the wall. Can we pause this till it's better? Is it buffering?
Hold on.
Someone
hold
downloading on, hold on. Something right now.
Danny, are you downloading? Owen's downloading. Owen,
quit buying games. Now I have to call Apple and get my money back.
They'll give you gift cards.
No, they have to.
So you can spend more money.
It was only for a short time, and then they put a password on it. Not that we already talked about that.
Yeah. Old news.
Anyway, PS4. That's what's happening. So you want to talk about Vulcan?
No, I don't really care about it.
The Pluto's moon?
Yeah.
People voted. Vulcan it is.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't really matter, because, like, what is it? The International Astronomical Society of the world and the galaxy have to decide, and they can name whatever they want. But the people voted.
Cool story, huh?
Randy's going to get his Ouya soon.
Yeah.
They're shipping him on 328. Remember when he backed that and he told you all, guys? He lied.
I did lie.
He's not really getting one.
No.
Are you going to buy one when they come out?
No.
They're still only going to be $100. That's a pretty good deal.
Guess what? Don't care.
Runs Android. You love Android.
I do love Android.
You got to get up all in that Android. What are you making that face for? You don't love the Android anymore, huh?
No, I do love the Android.
Groupon CEO was terminated today. Did you read his letter?
No.
It was like, he started it out with, he's like, oh, to everyone at the Groupon, he's like, well, after 4.5 years, I've decided to take some time. I really need to spend more time with my family. And then it's like, just kidding, I got fired. That's literally what he wrote to everybody. It's super funny. Like, it was like, it's a solid 4-paragraph letter. And there's like, he's like, but I feel like, you know, he goes on to say that the company needs new leadership, and this will give him new management, gives him the ability to break bad habits and refocus on the customer, and he acknowledges
maybe
he made mistakes.
Should have done that like a year or two ago?
Well, right. No, he acknowledges that he didn't do a good job in the recent, the recent past. Like, he didn't handle things the way he should have, and it's really a funny letter. And then he compares it to playing Battletoads, and it's just a funny letter. But it's nice that he didn't like sugarcoat anything, or like, and he wasn't vindictive in his letter either with the board. Like, he's just like, you know, I let you guys down, and I know this is the best for the company, so see you later. But it's just super funny at the beginning, like, just kidding, I got fired. It's a funny story. And Leap Motion is coming out on May 13th for $80. Do you know what Leap Motion is?
Is that this thing like with the leapfrog stuff for like little kids?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, sleep pads.
Yeah, not that.
No.
No.
It's a little, they showed it off. I feel like it was not at, I feel like it was at CES last year. Maybe it was even a Kickstarter, but it's like, it's kind of like Kinect. So it's this little box, which people at home can't see unless they're watching live right now. It's like the size of a small remote, probably. I don't know. It's a little smaller than my phone would be, but thicker, obviously. So it like hooks up through USB to your computer, works with Windows and OS X. I couldn't think of what it was called for a second, but it's like, they call it like the Kinect on steroids. So like if I wanted to do something right now, I'd just be waving my hand and it would be doing things on my screen. Basically, like, touchscreen without a touchscreen. So it could turn any computer into a touchscreen without touching the screen. But for $80, I feel like that's pretty cheap. And they're supposedly going live, so whatever day I said, May 13th, is that what I said?
Yep.
And then they're going to start selling them in, like, Best Buy 2 days later, so the 15th. Like, Best Buy and Amazon and stuff. I don't know. Like, watching the guy play with it, like at first you think, whatever, why would I ever need that? But then just watching the cool things in the video that he did with it, like, he's like, so like, he's just drawing, right? Like, he just had some programmer, so he's just following his fingers and he's drawing. But then he like paused it and he could rotate it, and it was like completely 3D. So like, even his motion this way, you could rotate it and look at it. Like,
whoa,
it was crazy. Like, for $80, I was like,
are you gonna get one?
Well, I don't know if I really will. I'll definitely put it in my Amazon cart and watch the price move for a while by 5 cents every day, one way and back the other, and wondering why it didn't move today. Is something crazy going to happen? Is it going to go down tomorrow? Is it going to go on sale?
Seems legit.
And then I'll probably never buy one. But until I go to the store and play with it, and I'm like, why didn't I buy one of these? This is awesome. And then I'll play Cut the Rope all day. Or Angry Birds. So many applications already.
Except you could be like,
no, like, what's that crazy company called that does all like the AutoCAD?
Like CAD?
Yeah.
Like, there's SolidWorks and AutoCAD.
Yeah, so that company, they have a bunch of stuff that's going to come out with it at launch. Cause
makes sense.
They have that 3D design stuff, right? But the thing seems really cool. I'll put a thing on our Facebook page today. And you'll see how cool it is. And then you'll all buy one. You put them in your Amazon carts and you'll watch them go up and down too. You heard it here first.
Makes sense.
So that's all I got.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't that.
It was a really slow week. Like, I was almost like, I don't even know what I'm going to put on for news today. There were some things, but not a terrible amount.
That's like last night. I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Mobile World Congress happened this week, and I feel like nothing came out. Like, maybe it's more so nothing that I cared about. And maybe we talked about it a little last week, too. But, like, the Lumia phones, some Nokia phones, Nokia. But that's all I got. Yep. So, I'm going to go put that Leap motion thing in my Amazon cart, and we're gonna wrap her up here. But you can always find out what's going on if you go like us on Facebook,
facebook.com/bleedgeek,
or you could follow us on Twitter.
That would be @bleedgeek or twitter.com/bleedgeek
or Tumblr,
bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Or you could email us if you have a question about something.
Fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or a correction that you're like, you guys are stupid. Why would you say that?
What are you guys still doing on the air? You guys
That's
suck.
Silly.
But if you're going to say that, you're clearly still listening to us. So
he's got you there.
Yeah.
Lawyered. Or you could call or text.
We're fluent in bird law.
Bird law. It's a real thing.
Call or text 406-794-3357.
4679 geeks.
It's true.
Yeah.
Follow us individually.
Yeah, I am @Mike037.
I am @TheCrandall on the Twitter and the Instagram. We're both that on both platforms.
Yeah, anywhere where there's a platform, I'm probably Mike037.
I just got an Imgur account. Imgur, IMGUR. Yeah. com. Crandall. Still available. Thing's been out for like 10 years. I was like, what? I was like, I'll just see. Probably should just type in
darn,
the save
the darn
myself
Christy Randall was slacking.
I know.
You got her good this time. Anyway, I don't know if
calling
I'm
calling you out.
I don't know if I'm going to have music when we cut out, but we might.
We'll beatbox it.
Yeah. So with that, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Do you have music?
No, nothing. Wait for it. There it is.